So, you know, she really, she would have been better off just to continue to pay us and not do that, because now she's going to owe us $150, which $175 from the bankruptcy, which will go through bankruptcy, and I get we'll get pennies on the dollar, but she's going to have to come up with the $482 just to have service.
Right. Yeah, you're right. She would have been better off too. Yeah, that's
thank you.
But she's going to come to this meeting in the masses. And I said, that's Jeff's area.
You guys do such a great job of running interference.
That's really where she should go.
She should, but this would be on camera. She'd rather have a circuit banquet. If you're going to bring the masses, you want it to be.
She's bringing the masses.
Yeah,
okay. I might not be available for that particular meeting.
Me neither.
Little face thing that we wanted to have Gene make.
Great idea. Our faces on tongue depressors. You can just set them up here when we got to
come. When we know, we have no comments for the evening. So we don't have any more masks. Did you get to stay home?
Well, there you go. You can watch it on TV all the time.
It's going to be somewhere that's a farm. Somewhere looking.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the January 3rd meeting of Orville City Council. This evening we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Chuck Davis from Calvary Life Church. Everyone stand, please.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. This is the day that you've made, and we rejoice together. We're glad in it. We're thankful for the blessings of 2016, and we look forward to all that is new in 2017. And in this new year, I pray that you would help us to stay humble before you so that you could use us, that you could shape us and mold us so that we can work together to bless this community. I pray for each and every member on this council. I pray for your wisdom. I pray, God, that you would help them to humble themselves before you and realize, Lord, that the ideas and the things and the strategies that come forth are from you, Lord. And I pray that they would be led and guided by your Spirit. I pray your blessing, Lord God, from the mayor's office on down in every area. Lord, continue to protect our police officers and those that serve in our fire departments. Lord, I pray that you again would just watch over us. And as we look into this new year, give us guidance. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shoup.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Korfman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our December 19th meeting. Does anyone have any additions or corrections for those minutes? No? Mr. Vance?
I move that we adopt the minutes of the December 19th meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to impart here, sir.
Thank you. Get to number seven, and we'll see if we continue. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report this evening.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have just two items tonight. One is our employee of the month for January is Mike Ammon in our service department. Mike was hired in October 2014 and comes to us from a supervisory position at Lowe's. He is currently a utility worker and can be found working primarily in the street department. Mike's main responsibilities are assisting others with the infrastructure of the city streets, parks, and cemeteries. Mike has a keen sense for detail and has been asked to do numerous tasks that are in the public's eye because of that. He has been involved in numerous projects that his carpentry skills have been appreciated and have benefited the city as well. Mike lives in West Salem with his wife, Anna, and their son, Tristan, and daughter, Riley. And he enjoys spending time boating with his family and hunting and attending activities for and with his children. And secondly, I will just say that I will start our yearly reports next council meeting, which a reminder is on Tuesday also, next time, with the State of the City report. And then the other reports will follow on consequent next council meetings after that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, just have a couple items tonight. There is no trash delay this week as a result of the New Year's Eve, New Year's holiday. No trash delay. It's a normal schedule of Thursday pickup. Leaf pickup has been completed. And finally, a report on the number of EMS and fire calls. We actually set a record in 2016 on the number of fire and EMS calls at 800. The previous record was 742, so a significant increase. That was in 2011. Last year, we had 621, to give you an idea of the amount of workload. So kudos to those our guys for the amount of work and time they put in responding to those calls. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. Move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll start the new year off with peace and quiet and nothing to report this evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our Finance Director, Ms. Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report as well this evening.
Thank you. Our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we have a trifecta. Nothing from me either.
Okay, well. Things keep moving along here. I have no report for this evening. I would like to encourage everyone to have a safe and happy new year. We're now into 2017. That number is kind of hard to say, but we'll get used to it, I'm sure. We have no old business scheduled for this evening. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 117. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution number 117, a resolution authorizing the City of Orrville to file a joint application with Rails to Trails of Wayne County and enter into an agreement and or agreements with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to become eligible for financial assistance for public recreation purposes and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Anything for us, Mr. Wheeler?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. President. This is another grant application that we'll file in conjunction with the Rails to Trails. Similar to the last time, as you recall, we did receive grant funding for the portion that was completed this past year in the city limits. This application is for Thor Road to Marshallville. It's what we foresee with the idea of that work possibly starting in 2018. The goal in the meantime is to continue the work within the city limits in 2017. This, similar to the last project as well, would be funded by Rails to Trails with their grants and donations that they receive and pass on to us to complete the project.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions? No?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
I move resolution number 117 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 217. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Resolution number 217. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts for engineering services for the 2017 OPWC Street Resurfacing Project, South Vine Street, West Oak Street, West Pine Street, and East and West Water Street, and declaring an emergency.
Anything for us on this one, Mr. Wheeler?
Thank you again, Mr. President. We feel very confident about our chances for our OPWC grant this year. As a result, we would like to get the engineering rolling so that we can get started as soon as those grant documents come in, which a reminder is until July. But I wanted to get that rolling. Obviously, with that timeline in mind, this does not have to be approved tonight. But it would be a 50-50 matching grant, similar to the past OPWC grants. The estimated cost of the project is $730,000, which is $365,000 from us as well as from OPWC. And it's a resurfacing of the streets listed, asphalt overlay, of course.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's $730,000, that's total?
Total, yes, sir.
Our share would be half.
Yes, sir,
$365,000. On the South Vine Street section, we've done about half of that street already, correct?
Correct.
Up to about Paradise Road?
That sounds about right, yes, sir.
So this will be the southern section?
Yes.
Does it include the extension beyond Sassafras? That's chip and seal.
No, it would not.
So it would just be
up to the chip and seal, yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you've rode on that road recently, it is in pretty bad shape.
Well, it looks like it had a water line replaced and cut in, similar to what happened to West Market Street years ago when I was on it. So.
Yes, sir, and I think there's been some houses constructed there as well, so there's been some tie-ins as well. So.
Anyone else have any questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Vance.
Are some of the streets concrete now?
They're all asphalt. These are all just asphalt overlay replacements.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 217 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spiras.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution number 317. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution number 317, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts for engineering services for the Venture Drive Extension Project and declaring an emergency.
Any word for us on this one, Mr. Wheeler?
Thank you, Mr. President. The city has received what's called a 629 grant from the Ohio Development Services Agency, formerly known as the Ohio Department of Development. It's just under $1 million. In order for us to extend Venture Drive in the Business and Technology Park to Main Street as another means of truck traffic to hit Main Street. We're hopeful that Smith Dairy, as well as Venture and some of our other new businesses that are entering the industrial park will utilize this avenue. We'd like to start engineering on this project. This project, the funding has been approved, the grant agreement is in place, so we can literally start construction as soon as the weather would permit. So I request the authorization to move forward on the engineering to get that project rolling. The engineer estimate on the project is $1.1 million total. So assuming that the project comes in at engineered estimates, then our share would be a little over $100,000, obviously, on the construction.
Any questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. If we come in under that amount, will the grant also be less money, or are we have a set amount no matter what the project costs on the grant?
That's actually a great question. On this particular grant, it's a dollar amount and not a share. So as a result, that $980,000 and change is a fixed amount, so it does not go down. Obviously, they're not going to give us more than the project costs, but
right. Beyond
that, yeah, it's a fixed amount.
So our share could actually come in at less than what we're calculating now.
Yes, sir, that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, all right, good.
Mr. Wheeler, can you explain to us exactly where Venture Drive will intersect Main Street?
Venture Drive actually will run directly adjacent to some property owned by the Jarrett family. And you can see it it's literally a straight shot from where Venture Drive is. From the intersection of Venture Drive and Dairy Lane, it will go straight heading east right to Main Street and connect. It's a pretty simple project in regards to the route is literally, you know, a straight route.
Are there contingencies built into that contract in case we run into some sketchy soils, things like that?
We always put in a contingency dollar amount in there, and yeah, so there will be some wiggle room in there as well, yeah.
Anyone else have any questions? Mr. Vance.
Do you anticipate a light at that intersection then?
It's interesting you ask that. There's actually a light in the budget just in case. My initial reaction would be to see how the truck traffic is there before we look to have one installed. So I think what we would probably do is construct the road and then do a little observation. It may warrant one. I just hesitate to put the dollars in there if it doesn't.
Yes,
sir.
That is a good question about the traffic light, but I've noticed the traffic on the loop road that we put in around the GM Smucker Company really isn't too awful bad getting in and out of that intersection at this point in time, and I think the traffic would be just about as heavy there as what this addition to Venture Drive or Venture Boulevard will be. So hopefully we won't need that extra expense right away for a traffic light.
I tend to agree with you.
The cost on those is well over $100,000 for a light system. So
yes, sir.
Yeah.
And my thought, too, is if Smith Dairy is using it, obviously most of their exit will be right, so it should be a little easier for them to get out. Now, we'll have to do a little more investigating with Venture and McElroy when they get constructed in regards to which direction they'll most likely go.
Yeah.
With that in mind, will there be a left turning lane right from the get-go?
There already is, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. So are we done with the Army Corps engineer archaeological digs?
So far, yeah, everything was done on that particular property. Yeah, it was already done.
Even though we're going out to Main Street?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Schutte.
Bam.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Spiris.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Schutte.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I move resolution number 317 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Spiris.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Schutte.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Vance.
Yes.
That completes all of our business for this evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Mr. Hampshire.
I move we adjourn for the evening, sir.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson. Get a word here for a minute.
Spiris?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting this evening. We're now adjourned.
I'm just going to say, it's permissible to charge that.
Well, good.
And then, so,
yes, it is.
So,